to it. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has become the first U.S. leader to visit Hiroshima, Japan, the city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 during World War II. More than 80,000 people died in Hiroshima, and 90% of the city was destroyed. Mr. Obama today laid a wreath at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial and took a tour of the memorial grounds before making remarks to the people gathered. U.S. officials are warning of Islamic State's ability to inspire violent deeds around the world, including in the United States, without commanding or having any direct contact with terrorists. Alejandro Mayorkas is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He spoke to lawmakers in Washington.
The threats we face today are more complex and decentralized than they were a decade ago. We are in a new phase of the global terrorist threat. We have moved from a world of terrorist-directed attacks to a world that increasingly includes the threat of terrorist-inspired attacks, one in which the attacker may never have come face-to-face with a member of a terrorist organization, but has instead inspired it by the messages and propaganda of ISIL.
Lawmakers from both major U.S. political parties said they expect a long battle against violent extremism, including that carried out by the Islamic State. Numerous people feared dead after a migrant boat capsized off Libya's coast. 80 were rescued. Meantime, Greek authorities had completed the evacuation of the country's biggest refugee camp near the Macedonian border. 800 people were transported to other shelters in other parts of Greece. This is VOA News. Turkish financial markets were thrown into a turmoil this month when Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced that he was stepping down. Calm now has restored, and the reappointment of the government, a new government, is responsible, as we hear from Dorian Jones.
Financial markets recovered most of their losses since the reappointment of Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Şimşek. The reappointment of Şimşek, a former international banker, saw financial markets recover most of their losses they incurred after the ousting of Prime Minister Davutoğlu. Chief Economist İnan Demir of Istanbul-based Finans Bank says Şimşek's presence in the new government is seen as a positive gesture by President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan to international markets. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
United States may be treading on a path to a post-antibiotic era where people will die from common infections. In a published study, the U.S. Defense Department researchers have confirmed the discovery of an antibiotic-resistant bacteria in a 49-year-old American woman. Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said the discovery could mean we are, in his words, at the end of the road for antibiotics that we have relied on for so many years. In U.S. politics, Donald Trump is promising to cancel the Paris Climate Agreement and aggressively pursue U.S. fossil fuel development. The presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee gave a glimpse of his energy policy at a petroleum conference in the state of North Dakota, where oil production rocketed up tenfold over the last decade. Trump also used his energy speech to attack Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party frontrunner for president.
As bad as President Obama is, Hillary Clinton will be worse. She'll escalate the war against the American worker like never before and against American energy, and she'll unleash the EPA to control every aspect of our lives and every aspect of energy.
Clinton and her opponent, Bernie Sanders, continue to campaign. Most data indicating Clinton has the Democratic Party nomination wrapped up, but Sanders vows to stay in the race till the end. For the third year in a row, the U.S. National Spelling Bee has ended in a tie. 11-year-old Nihar Janga is the youngest winner of the Bee on record. The other winner, 13-year-old Jairam Hathwar, is a younger brother of a former winner. Two Indian-American youngsters will take home a trophy and $45,000 in cash and prizes.
That's the latest world news from VOA.